Oh, wow. They really like that cable. I knew they wouldn't pass up on, and I did hear whispers. I wasn't sure. I haven't looked into it to confirm, but I did hear whispers, and now you have confirmed it. But I had a feeling they wouldn't pass up that opportunity. It's almost like they did on purpose. Get the interest out there. Because they already made the radio capable of working with a ATOS 120. So right there, that opened the door. So yeah, I think you got the interest out there. And then they released the wire. Like, all right, we got them on the hook. Here's the snap. All right, Hayden, well, that sounds really good. It's working very well for you. And I have the ICOM 705 that sits next to my chair, and I did connect it to the NINTIX Slim Jim, and works much, much better than an antenna attached to the radio. And you're correct. If you're not holding onto the radio, you need a counterpoise. So I did have a counterpoise with a connected antenna, and it worked for a while, but not great. I put that Slim Jim on there, and it works really good. But I'm very interested in your design, because then I could hide it a little bit better. That Slim Jim sticks out like a sore thumb, so but it does make a big, big difference. I think you're gonna enjoy that radio. I'm a little jealous. I ain't gonna lie. But congratulations on the new purchase, and so far so good. And if I get some time to make it out there this weekend, which I don't know if it's gonna happen now, but if I do, I'll be looking forward to checking that out. So, all right, Hayden, I'm gonna hand it off to you real quick in case you got anything else to add, and then we'll move on.